park as an example, and it was details, details. Like we went to the Pfizer headquarters, and we rented a black car, which is like expensive because it's about the entrance. It's about the look. It's about the high quality video. You don't do these events for the 100 or 200 people that show up in person. You do it for the tens or hundreds of thousands or, you know, hopefully millions of people that will see the high quality video. So really, you're a director. You know, you think you're in the business of politics, and you kind of are, but really you're also in the business of media. You're in the business of creating media for mass consumption. And so you're in the business of creating high quality movies, which is direction, which is framing, which is lighting, which is costumes, which is stories. That's the business you're in. That's the business we're in. And so when we do a protest outside of the Pfizer headquarters, we're not really doing it for the 200 people that showed up in person. We're there to create a movie for thousands of people, for lots of people watching the video in the replay, live and on the replay. And so, you know, I went out there and I made sure everything was right. He didn't like this, but I went out and picked out a costume the day before. You know, they were making fun of me for that. They're like, oh, he thinks he's Kanye. He went out and got a Donda style outfit. It's like, it's about presentation. I mean, I don't literally think I'm a black rapper, obviously, but it's about a stylish, iconic look, and it's about getting inspiration. So I'm not a fashionista. I don't read fashion, whatever, but, you know, there's a person I like, and he has a style I like, and it's trendy, and it's different, and so I use that as inspiration. And so the day before the Pfizer headquarters, I went out. Well, I should actually rewind the story. So, you know, things weren't really going so well in New York. We did a few events and they didn't go exactly how I liked them to go. And I said, look, if we're going to do these two events on Saturday, the Pfizer headquarters protest and the Gracie Mansion protest, I said, I'm going to have to call the shots because none of this is going the way it should be. This has been a disaster so far. So I'm just going to take over. I'll take over from the team. And so I said this on Thursday. The rallies were on Saturday. So I went to the team and I delegated and I said, you guys are going to go and get the sound. You're going to go and scout the location and take pictures and send them to me so we can frame it. I said, I'm going to go and pick out an outfit so that because that's the content. You know, that's the thing that really, that's my job. I don't need to be there to take pictures of the location. Anybody could do that. I don't need to go and pick up the speakers. Anybody could go to fucking Best Buy and buy a speaker. I'm putting together the look of the thing. I don't love going fucking clothes shopping, but I'm the visionary. So I need to pick out the outfit that's part of the vision. That's the creative aspect of it that I need to do. So I said, I'll go pick out the clothes. You get the speaker. You go to the location and scout it out. You go pick up the signs that we're going to hold up and all the other jobs. I don't remember every other part. But so we do this. And they were like mad that I picked out the club. They're like, oh, he thinks he's Kanye and he had me hold his jacket while he bought a coat. It's like, okay, that's what we have to do. I have to wear something. What am I going to show up in? A fucking sweatshirt and look like an idiot? Like, we're trying to create something iconoclastic and different. So, you know, that's part of it. That's part of creating a look, a vision, a character, a story. You know, I'm not going to show up in a t-shirt that doesn't fit, and I'm not going to show up in slides and track pants like you showed up to produce your gay event, because that's what he did, because they don't give a shit about how they look, and because they don't give a shit about anything. They don't give a shit about one thing that they